Hey, it's Deucey, and today I am talking about change. Let's get into it. I believe change is one of the most important factors in life. Because at some point in time, or most of the time in life, we go through changes. We all have to change at some point. I believe change is for the better, but that's only with how you perceive it and how you accept the change. If you do not accept it, then your outlook on it will be bad because you think that this change is a bad thing. You look at change with a positive outlook or a positive perception. If you look at it with a positive aspect, you will get a positive outcome. And that the only thing consistent in life is change. How I believe you should react when change happens to you, I believe you have to be accepting and understanding of what is going on and what is changing you. Because change can be bad in ways that when it's manipulated or influenced or forced upon somebody, that type of change I believe is bad. When change comes because someone is tired of going through the same problems and situations, or the same, even with people, going through the same type of people over and over, or even just growing up in general, because that is also another form of change. The way you take the change and the way you see the change is completely up to you, whether it is good or bad. As long as you have awareness and you understand what this change will do to you or what could do to you. If you do not have awareness of these problems, then you might receive this type of change in the wrong way, and that can alter some things in your life. I believe change is necessary because I believe change is also like evolution. We all go through things in life that either can help us grow or can help us learn from that experience. I believe change is necessary because to grow up and to expand your mind and be flexible with your mind and your soul is to, you have to change. At some point in life, you have to change. A lot of people that do not change in life, they tend to get stuck in the same. People that choose not to change tend to get stuck in a pattern throughout their whole entire life because they refuse change. They do not accept change. They do not understand change. And they also cannot comprehend what this change would do to them. So they tend to be a victim of this pattern, knowing that they have the willpower to change their life. I believe change is good when you are looking to be either a more flexible, or you are trying to better your life. You're trying to better yourself. And when I mean better yourself, in a way that doesn't harm anybody or discourage anybody in any type of way. I believe change is good when people are tired of being a victim of their past experiences and tired of choosing the wrong options or tired of getting stuck in these patterns and these spirals and they just can't get out of it. I believe that's when change is good, when it is for yourself or the people around you. That's when I believe change is good. I believe change is bad when it is manipulated or influenced or forced upon people. That type of change can be bad because that type of change isn't really accepted by others. People would rather be themselves. They want to do the things that they want to do in life when they have to change because of other people. That to me is when I believe change is bad, when you are trying to force somebody to be something that they're not, or you've tried to force them to be something that they aren't because of your decisions and your mistakes in life. That's when I believe change isn't good. I believe it can change your vibration, whether it's going up or down, when you feel like everything that you are trying to achieve is forced, or it is someone else's problems or dreams. That to me is what happens to a lot of people, a lot of kids, especially because of their parents are forcing things upon them, or their siblings or elders. Regardless, these people are pushing their mistakes onto these people, making them choose things that they don't want to either do or don't want to choose, just becoming people that are not authentic, I should say. Like I've said before, to me, change is involved with evolution. When you are born into this world, that is a completely different version of you in the future, or you now. That change is a beautiful process, and that is mostly what makes parenthood. Seeing people grow and change and do better for themselves and experience more of this life, that is one of the most beautiful processes, I believe, in this reality. Change is a beautiful process if you accept it and you are willing to grow and you are willing to expand and you are willing to become flexible. Like I said, the choice is really up to you if you want to change or not. You have the willpower of that in your life. It is just how you take all of this, things that might change you or things that might change your view on life. It is up to you whether this change will be good or bad or make you grow or make you stay the same. Change is one of the most beautiful processes that we really take for granted. I believe change should be only personal for you. It shouldn't be about or for somebody else, because, like I said earlier, that can be manipulated into the wrong form of change. Change for the better version of you. Change for the better version of yourself. Don't change because someone else's judgment. Don't change because of someone else's ideas or thoughts about you. Your change should be because of what you believe is the better for yourself. And that better should be able to help other people too. But do not change because of what someone else points out about you. A big part that is important about change is to be accepting and understanding of this change. And understand that it is a process. You have to love yourself through this process. You have to take care of yourself through this process. A lot of people tend to go through these changes and then they get to get, and then they become, they tend to create a bad habit of downing on themselves or talking bad about others because they're not accepting of this change. They're not accepting of themselves. You have to understand that change is a process, and it happens a lot in life. If you always are forcing change away or refusing change, like I said before, you'll get stuck. You'll get stuck in these experiences, and your life won't really begin to expand. You won't begin to see through a bigger lens. I also believe that change is essential to life. The only thing that doesn't really change is what is dead. What is filled with life is always changing. It is always going through some form of changing, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's spiritual. They're always going through a new form of change. To accept that is to grow from it. To refuse from it is to tend to become a victim of what you have already gone through. People that refuse this change tend to go through a loop of these problems and experience them over and over and over again. They can't break free and expand or to become flexible with change. A lot of people in today's society are going through a change of spirituality. A lot of people are beginning to break free from religion or whatever their belief was before. They are getting more interactive and enlightened with spirituality, because before, a lot of people didn't really have all the information in the world in their pocket. So their parents used to, you know, beat them over the head with the Bible and take them to church and force them to go to Bible study and things like that. Now they are beginning to expand and try to find new things about life, find and learn, and so that they can grow from it. And that's a huge thing that's going on in today's society, and I really think it's interesting. I've also been getting into spirituality, and I find it interesting. And I think it's I think that's a huge another thing about change that I believe is beautiful, is we tend to get curious more about life and to gain more information about this life, so it not only benefits us but the people around us and the world in general. To me, that is, I see a lot of beauty in change. When you are witnessing someone else go through change, you do not have the right to force the root of change, unless it is for the worse and they're looking to, you know, harm or, you know, hurt people in some type of way or discourage people in a type of way. You shouldn't try to dictate someone's change, because that is their life, that is their destiny. They have their own choice of what they want to change about themselves. When someone is going through change, you should be understanding and be loving of that person. Because we all go through changes, but it's not your right to judge that person, to talk down on that person, or try to force their change in a certain way to that only benefits yourself. When someone is going through change, just love them. Understand that they are going through changes, because you know what it's like to change. Life is full of bad days, bad weeks, maybe even a bad months. But it is, like I said before, it is really up to you on how you look at these things. Yes, it is bad. A lot of bad things happen. A lot of bad things can happen to you. But that's a part of life. We all go through certain tragedies in life, certain traumas in life. But it's all up to us on how we take these experiences and change with them, or even grow with them. If you sit with these experiences and let them take over, then that can also dictate your life and change it maybe for the worse. But just understand that these things happen. You always have to look on the bright side. Even at the darkest of times, there's going to be bad things that happen to you in your life. But it's all up to how you react to them. And even managing good change is a challenge. A lot of people get all of these accolades and all this success, and they don't really know what to do with it. But I believe that, like I said, you should be at an understanding with your success and your achievements. You have to be aware of what it can do to you, what all the success can do to you. A lot of people get lost in the success and lost in the achievements, and that is a change that they chose without any awareness, I should say. No matter what type of change it is, you should always love yourself and take care of yourself in the process. Even if it's change that someone else is forcing upon you, you do not have to choose the route that this person is giving you. Though it's going to be hard, a lot of people are changing because of what their elders are telling them, or what these influencers are telling them, or simply the fact that they're being manipulated to change. You have to love yourself. You have to understand that you're changing. A lot of people can get down on themselves. They can begin to hate themselves. Or even if it's features about themselves, they tend to hate it and they really drag themselves down. But like I said, you have to love and understand that you're changing. That is, and having that awareness of love and understanding can make that change so much more better for your life. If you do not love and understand yourself through this process of change, that's when the change can go for the worse, I should say. Having no awareness while in the process of change can lead to bad things. But I've said this in the past, and I'll keep on saying it again, the choice is yours. You have the willpower, whether it is good or bad. As long as you have a positive outlook, so that you can get a positive outcome. The process is completely up to you, whether it is change that is manipulated or forced. You have the choice regardless of what you want to change about yourself. If you don't love yourself through this process of change, how do you think you'll be able to love somebody else through their process of change? Whether that person is a friend or a lover or your child or anybody, you have to love and understand that person through their process of change, because you play a big part in their change. We all need support while we're going through change, and you have to understand that. So do not judge or force something upon somebody while they're going through these processes of change, because you can destroy the beauty of that change. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you give me 5 stars on iTunes. Make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on the One Institution Network. Love you. Peace.